Roger and JP, it's 8:05. Sunny, eventually 40 degrees today. The morning after, heartbreaking, soul-crushing spear through the chest loss last night for UNC against Villanova in the national championship game. It was awesome, though. Up late to see it, but it was a great game.
I mean, literally a last-second three-point shot.
Well, the ball is in the air when the buzzer goes off, and then you hear it. It just hits. It was horrible.
We had Roger's daughter, Courtney, on the other show yesterday, and she was talking. I asked, like, what life would be on campus if they lost. Like, there was no thought in their mind.
North Carolina.
Nobody, like, you could tell by talking to her that there was losing was not even an option. It wasn't going to happen. It was, like, impossible. Mm. And she had said, if we lose tomorrow, it'll be complete and utter silence. Like, it'll be complete and utter silence.
That's it. And last night after they lost, everybody just went home.
And to lose on a buzzer three-point shot to lose. Ouch.
There was much swearing in the house.
Ouch.
I was by myself, but I'm still... I can't even believe how they lost.
Listen to this.
4.7 seconds. Villanova, trying to go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship. The national champions with Jenkins hitting the winner at the buzzer.
And the killer was...
Turn around, look at the dejection on the coach from North Carolina's face.
The Carolina had just tied it with 4.7 seconds left on a ridiculous three-pointer.
Right.
Double pump in the air with a guy coming out, and Marcus Page hit it. And then Villanova had 4.7 seconds, and they did the same thing with the ball in the air at 0.5 seconds, and there it goes.
Yeah, suck on those nuts loose.
Man, incredible. Cool thing is, a buddy of mine, him and his wife, their daughter, Courtney, was born a year before mine.
Okay.
And they grew up together.
And she's at
birthday
parties,
and she's at Villanova. She's a cheerleader.
Yeah.
And so it was Courtney K against Courtney L last night, and Courtney K won on the buzzer beater.
Sure did.
Damn. Yeah, it was a rough one.
So you're sitting there cursing in the house by yourself?
There's no dog. There's no Susan. Susan's watching the game with her parents. She went to visit in Florida. Kelly's in Baltimore watching it with Villanova fans in some bar. And Courtney's watching it on phone silence, and I'm by myself. Like, this is ridiculous.
What did Evil Raj think about the game?
I'll tell you what. I had 20 grand on Villanova. Screw my dog.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
And my wife, Susan, she's out of town. I had 6 hookers over.
Nice.
They were in the hot tub with me watching the game.
Right.
And we were snorting coke till 4 a.m.
Nice.
It was unbelievable.
So Evil Raj enjoyed the outcome.
I'll tell you what, I loved it.
Yeah. Good for you, Evil Raj.
It was terrific.
I feel like Evil Raj has a much better time than Real Raj.
I'll tell you, we have a phenomenal time.
Do we?
Wait till you hear this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Raj.
All right,
Evil Raj.
It's 8:08.
What color did you have? Like all different color hookers? Or?
I'll tell you what. We love the black and Latinas.
Do you? Who's we?
My neighborhood. Where I live. That's all we have.
You have the black and Latinas over?
And they come over. The hookers. It's incredible.
Good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the game. Are you going to give some of the hookers some of your winnings? I mean, you won 20 grand last night.
I'm donating all of my money to you guys and to charity.
Evil Raj wouldn't
donate
money to charity.
That doesn't sound very evil, does it?
No.
It's the opposite of what he would do. He would hold all of his money.
He's dead with the road.
Heading out this morning, your BAB, Cassone Trailers, Long Island traffic on